Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. Generally accepted etiquette is that if you're walking into a building together with a woman, you hold the door open and let the woman first. But some challenge the appropriateness of this practice based on the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara in today's daf, Brachos Daf Samachal, of quotes from a Braisa, Lo yahalech adam achori isha baderech. A person is not allowed to walk behind the woman. And this Gemara is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer Simin Chaf Aleph, Sif Aleph. Poga Isha Bashuk. If someone were to meet a woman in the market, Asr Lahalech Acharel, it is forbidden to walk behind her. So if someone would open the door for a woman and let her walk in first, or if someone's standing waiting for the elevator, lets the woman walk into the elevator first and follows behind her, he could be in violation of this halacha. He could be walking behind a woman, which is forbidden. But Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Ezer, the Waldenberg in his Chuvas and Chelik Tesimin Nun, quotes a fascinating and cryptic Chumas Hadeshen. The Chumas Hadeshen is one of the later Rishonim, and he's quoted in a Sefer Leket Yosher, and he writes, Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, Ein Anu Muzharin Kol Kach, Milelech Achor Yisha. We aren't really forbidden to walk behind a woman, and Tzitz Eliezer is obviously troubled, puzzled by this Chumas Hadeshen. What happened? The Gemara says that it's forbidden. How could the Chumas Hadeshen come and posit that this halacha is no longer applicable? So the Tzitz Eliezer suggests an explanation for the Chumas Hadeshen, that the halacha that the Gemara quotes was only relevant to a society in which it wasn't common for a woman to be out in the street. And therefore the Gemara was concerned that if you would chance upon a woman in the street and you would be walking behind her, you may gaze at her and come to have improper thoughts. But in contemporary society, and even in the times of the Chumas Hadeshen already, in which it was prevalent that women would be out, there's no longer such a concern. The Tzitz Eliezer wrote this letter to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Apparently they had an occasion to meet. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach asked the Tzitz Eliezer, what would be the halacha if you're waiting at a bus stop, the bus pulls up, and there's an Eshes Chaver, there's a wife of the Talmud Chacham, which you're required to give her honor. Are you allowed to let her walk onto the bus first? And Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought that perhaps it would be a problem based on the Gemara in today's daf, Lo yihalech adam achorei isha. So the Tzitz Eliezer responded with this Leket Yosher, showing that it wouldn't be a problem. Rosh Hashanah Zalman responded to the Tzitz Eliezer's letter, and he thanks him for finding this wonderful mitzvah, for finding this Chumas Hadeshen, allowing people to walk behind women. And although Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a slightly different explanation of how to understand the reasoning of the Chumas Hadeshen, he ends off by saying that in circumstances of mitzvah, and even as Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, for the purposes of etiquette, it would be proper to allow a woman to walk first.